Hello, everybody. I want to take a moment and talk about the event we just completed, Assisting the Heroes. This seminar meant so much to me because it really did address what we're all going through and how people who are suffering so and so many returning home. But, you know, when you talk about heroes nowadays, much comes to your mind, but especially the ones who are stepping up and helping those around us. I wish I could have had this on the screen, but I only found it shortly before we began today. But on somebody's Facebook, there was a picture of nurses and doctors in their grubs, their outfits that they wear at the hospital with their mask on and their gloves, walking down the hallway. And it was superimposed that on each side of them were these cartoon superheroes bending down, bowing to them, honoring them for their service that they do. Because, you know, you think of superheroes and you do think of Superman and Spider-Man and the Hulk and all these characters that play that role. But the real superheroes are these people that don't think about their own well-being, but only to help others. And that, it's amazing to see that. And there's also the first responders, the firemen, the policemen, they are just amazing what they do. They put themselves in danger all the time. And I'm just so proud of them and feel a little safer that these people, the doctors, the firefighters, all the people of service are out there. Makes me feel like my world's a little bit better because of them. But, you know, and there was, as Steve told me, that he saw the firefighters and policemen doing honoring of all the doctors and nurses. Because they wanted to say, you're the real heroes, the people that are trying to help all these people who are going through the virus to get better or just make their world a little bit nicer while they're going through all this. I knew that I could never work in this medical field. You know, when I was raising our two sons, I had a hard time when they got hurt changing a Band-Aid or you know, doing something. You know, my stomach would get all queasy and I wanted to help them, but I was like, oh my gosh, I could never do this in a hospital or anything like that. When my sister was like 16 years old, she went to work as a candy striper, they called them. I don't know if they still have them, but teenagers could go in and be an assistant. They had these little candy stripe little outfits on, and they did all the running around to help the nurses and the doctors, and she loved that job. I really thought she would go into that field, but her path changed in other ways. But she asked me, she says, there's an opening, would you like to become one? And I said, oh, no, I can't do that, because I'm such an empath that my feelings, I just feel so much for these people who are suffering, I couldn't do that. But, you know, I know that I do my part in my own way to help people, as we all do. So think about it right now. What do you do to help others? First of all, help yourself. Make sure that you're in a good place, that you are being well taken care of and in your own, your space, your home. And then whatever you can do to help others, do it. That's what it's all about. Assisting the heroes. It's so, so important. I have a few comments here about this class that we did, and I'd like to read them right now. Dearest Bavo family, I just wanted to send you my gratitude for all the affect and love shared during this program. I loved the course and felt deeply connected with the group when working on the SEOTO. Tears rolled down my face as the overwhelming and unconditional love poured over all of us, physical and non-physical beings of light. Thank you all for bringing this forward and helping us focus and shine our light even more brightly. This is from Fernanda. Next is from Andre. Dear Steve, Barbara, and the Espavo team, thank you so much for these past three classes on assisting the heroes. I was so overjoyed to find a way to assist others during these difficult times. Before, during, and after, every time I participate, my heart is full. And when we worked as a group, so many tears of joy came to me. My husband told me once the class finished that a hawk, I believe it was a red tail hawk, flew around and around our backyard until the class had ended. He said he never saw anything like this before. I look forward to participating with you all in the future. Thank you for your wisdom to change up and make room for this wonderful class with all of you. It has nudged me right back on track. Much love. This is from Janet. Next is from Andre. A few times in my life, I felt the deep, unconditional love of Source. This course takes me back to that feeling, and then it is like I'm carried by the light, feeling the love from home. My husband and I thank you so much for this course. Your work is a real jewel for mankind. We would very much like to see you in October at the Human Angel Conference, if it is possible to travel by that time. Andre, we can only hope. We indeed would love to have everybody join us, and we'll put it out there that this will happen. Let's put it out there this by October, at least by then, that we'll rise above this and move forward in a new, bright way. There's another one from Alea, and she says, day one of your Assisting the Heroes class touched my heart so deeply that I couldn't stop crying. And the love I felt was so deep that it felt like I had finally popped the cork on the love I had bottled up for the past 12 years or so. It took a couple of days to integrate, but now I once again feel free to be me again. That just says it all right there. I appreciate your comments so much. Steve and I, we're in our passion. When Steve gets these wonderful messages from the group, he is the translator. He puts out the message in such a beautiful way. So he's my hero. I have to tell you that. I respect this man, and I love him dearly. But I love all of you, too. And thank you for doing your part. You are the heroes as well. So it is.